Kelly Eskridge is a fiction writer, essayist, and screenwriter. Eskridge describes her work as speculative fiction that is character-driven. Her new collection of short stories is called Dangerous Space. Three of the stories feature a compelling character named Mars, whose gender remains a mystery.
Mars is a character who does, in fact, appear in three different stories. The stories themselves are not related in time or space or content, context, but I like to think of them as being related thematically. In two of the stories, Mars is an adult character, and in one story, Mars is adolescent. But to me, there's a continuity of spirit, a continuity of character, a continuity of a way of looking at and engaging with the world that makes Mars the same character to me.
One of the things you're being very careful not to do is to identify any gender for Mars.
That's true. There are no gender identifiers at all in the stories attached to Mars, although people around Mars are identified as he, she.
Why did you do that? Why did you decide? I mean, that's in some ways the defining characteristic of Mars, is that Mars is not gender identified.
It's true. I did that because, for me, Mars is a character, a human being that I hope that any reader can access. One of the things that happens when a writer genders a character in fiction is that readers bring certain expectations to that character. We are in some ways so constrained by cultural notions of gender that we assume, if we know a character is a woman, well, she's going to do this, but she probably won't do that because women generally don't. And the same thing for men. And we find ourselves as readers often judging characters negatively or positively because they react in gendered or non-gendered ways to their surroundings.
You're perfectly willing to make other characters in these stories gender-based. There are males and females, and there's no hesitation. So the reader comes to those characters with those expectations. Does some of that bleed off into our expectations of Mars?
I think that we can't help but bring assumptions to reading, but I think that readers look for ways to identify with characters in stories. Certainly, that's the point for me of writing character-driven fiction, is to provide a different life, a new space for a reader to walk around and to see the world through different eyes and experience it in different ways. And one of the things that I hope with Mars is that anyone can step into Mars' skin and experience the world in ways that, no matter whether you come to Mars as a woman, a man, gay, straight, bisexual, whatever the particular assumptions you bring to the character, at some point the character will do something that's going to challenge those assumptions. If you read Mars as a woman, at some point she will do something that surprises you. If you read Mars as a man, that's equally true.
Well, let's explore Mars a little bit. The first story in this collection that Mars is featured in is called And Salome Danced. Can you tell us what's the story about?
The story takes place in the world of theater, and Mars is a theater director rehearsing a play called Salome. During the audition process, a man named Joe comes in to read for the part of John the Baptist. And the next day, the same person returns as a woman named Joe to read for Salome. And she's very good. Mars casts her in the role. But while everyone else thinks that Joe is a cross-dressing genius, Mars understands that Joe was a man when he came in and was a woman when she came back, and that something deeply unsettling and intriguing is happening. And the story is about what happens.
There's a little section when Mars begins to understand how deeply Joe, whether it's Joe with an E or Joe without, can get inside not only the character that is on stage, but the people off stage. Would you read a little bit for us?
Sure. I'll read a little bit that takes place as the cast of the show is relaxing and arguing about whether a woman could be cast as Judas in the play Jesus Christ Superstar. What do you think, Mars? The voice is Joe's and it startles me. I've been enjoying the conversation so much that I've forgotten the danger in relaxing around Joe or anything that interests her. I look at her now, still sprawled against the platform with an inch of golden beer and the bottle beside her. She's been enjoying herself, too. I'm not sure where this is going, what the safe answer is. I remember saying to Lucky, gender's not important. Gender's not important, isn't that right, Mars? Joe goes on. Lucky told her about it, I think, but I know that Lucky didn't. She didn't have to. That's right, I say. And I know from Joe's smile that my voice is not as controlled as it should be. Even so, I'm not prepared for what happens next. A jumble of pictures in my head. Images of dancing in a place so dark that I can't tell if I'm moving with women or men. Images of streets filled with androgynous people and people whose gender blurring surpasses androgyny and leaps into the realm of performance. Women dressed as men making love to men. Men dressed as women hesitating in front of public bathroom doors. Women in high heels and pearls with biceps so large that they split the expensive silk shirts. And the central image, the real point. Joe, naked, obviously female, slick with sweat, moving under me and over me. Joe making love to me until I gasp, and then she begins to change until it is the other Joe with me, the man on me, and I open my mouth to shout my absolute instinctive refusal. And I remember Lucky saying, it's important if you might want to sleep with it. And the movie breaks in my head, and I'm back with the others. No one has noticed that I've been assaulted, turned inside out. They're still talking about the play. Just imagine the difference in all the relationships if Judas were a woman, one of them says earnestly. It would change everything. Joe smiles at me and swallows the last of her beer.
Wow. It's not just the gender that isn't clear about Joe, is it?
No. This is a story that was actually sold as a horror story. And I think there is a certain horror in finding out that something that compels us so is not at all what we thought it was and is far more dangerous than we knew.
And maybe trying to assign roles to the characters we come across, whether on the page or in real life, is part of the problem, I guess.
I think it is part of the problem. And the reason that I created Mars the way I did was not to play a game with the reader, was not to demonstrate my cleverness as a writer. It's not about that. It's about my passionate conviction that the human heart is the human heart, and that issues of biology and issues of gender don't constrain human beings from feeling what the human heart feels or from having any human experience. I am so impatient with the expectations that many readers put on characters specifically because of gender. Well, you know, a woman wouldn't really do that. Or, well, you know, he seems awfully soft for a man. That kind of thing infuriates me because I believe that any human emotion, any human experience is available to all of us. And the idea of norming experience specifically based on biology, of taking gender and elevating it to the notions of gender and elevating them to the status of fact, as if suddenly women can't do something or men can't do something. And it's not even so much that we're incapable, but also that we are not allowed, that it's somehow transgressive to be ourselves in the world. And I think that's an astonishing thing to do to people. I don't like it. And writing about Mars is my way of trying to open to the reader and say, look, this is a human experience. Come in and have the human experience. And if you are willing to walk in this character's shoes, understand that whatever this character might do is a human thing, and you could do it too.
But of course, everybody who comes to the story does bring those expectations. We've been trained to bring those expectations
Absolutely.
To the stories. I'm curious, I guess, what reaction people have had when they come. Do most people come away from that story with a feeling that they know what gender Mars is?
Yes, most people don't actually notice that gender hasn't been assigned. Most people do not take it up as a question. I've seen Mars reviewed as both male and female unquestioningly, simply, Mars is a man who, Mars is a woman who, and going on to recount the story and then to comment upon the story.
Must bring a smile to your face.
Yes and no, it does, absolutely. But at the same time, I would love for more readers to have the experience of reading Mars that I have when I write Mars, which is this absolute sense of freedom to imagine the character as male, as female, and to therefore, depending on who Mars is interacting with, responding to sexually, to imagine Mars as gay or straight or bisexual, and to really come away with an understanding that of course this could happen if Mars were a man, and of course this could happen if Mars were a woman, and that there doesn't have to be a discontinuity in having a character who in the same story weeps and hits someone in a bar fight.
Do you find yourself coming to this story with different ideas of who Mars is? I mean, when you go back through this, whether you read it on the page or whether you imagine the story in your mind, does Mars' gender shift?
Not really. Mars to me is a mask that I wear. Not a mask exactly, but a skin that I put on to write about. And when I write about Mars, I have some of the purest access to my own writing well, to all the stuff that's deep within me, to where I live as an artist and a writer and as a human person. I feel like I have so much more access to that in some way because it doesn't matter whether Mars is male or female. Wherever the character's going emotionally, I can go to. And I don't have to justify or explain within the context of the ordinary world. I'll give you an example of why this is important to me. I had dinner with friends a while back, and just before the release of the collection, and was describing to one of my friends who hadn't read the stories what the Mars stories were and why they were so interesting to me as a writer. And my friend said, well, so you never say whether Mars is a man or a woman, and the other characters in the story don't relate to Mars specifically as a man or a woman. And how can you do that? Because gender is the most important thing about us. It's the first question we ask when someone has a baby. Is it a boy or a girl? That's how we define each other. How can you possibly imagine that you could write a whole story about someone and not point us in that direction and not tell us who they are? And I finally got a little impatient and said, this is speculative fiction. I can do whatever I want.
Kelly Eskridge's new short story collection is called Dangerous Space.